Monday is when we delve into the world of technology, and the gadget detective, Fevzi Turkalp, is a regular fixture this time on a Monday afternoon on Home Time. Hey, Fevzi, how are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Great stuff.
Being a regular fixture.
Hey, so we're right there, eh? you're a part of the furniture now, my man.
Oh, bless. Thank you.
I tell you what, I only downloaded this app, this Zello app, the other day. I was working on a gig somewhere, and they said, this is a really good app. You've got to try this. It makes everyone's phones a walkie-talkie. I thought, that's quite a neat idea. And it's actually become really, really important in the disaster relief, hasn't it, in the States, just?
Yeah, so it's like, for those old enough to remember, it's like the modern equivalent of CB radio, in that, you know, you push the button and transmit to a group. Anyone who's got the app can essentially pick it up. So yes, it's being used for people who want to cry for help, essentially, or need to cry for help. It has obvious advantages over normal messaging apps which are text-based. You know, you can use this effectively hands-free, and maintain an open channel and keep updates and so forth. And people are using it to coordinate rescue. So it's amazing. 1 million downloads in one day, according to the company. And they've had to put on 18 new servers, that's to say 18 big computers, to help run this app for all the extra people.
I was just going to say, that's going to take a hell of a lot of infrastructure. If you've got a million downloads in a day, they're obviously a fairly big company that run it, but how can you stand that?
Well, the way they do it is they use what are called scalable technologies. So they don't necessarily provide the backbone, the infrastructure themselves. So they may use, for example, one of the biggest, I don't know if they use Amazon, but Amazon are one of the biggest suppliers of servers and infrastructure, and you can pay for a certain amount and then scale up at a moment's notice. And that's because they've got these huge server farms, these huge sheds, you know, sizes of many football pitches out in deserts, and server after server after server. Servers are essentially computers that are designed to do this job, and you effectively rent capacity on them, so you can increase what you do. So businesses like Zello, who only started in 2012, they're not huge businesses. A lot of these people are kind of small startups, but it's what's called scalable, so they can start small, and if their app takes off, so does their infrastructure.
Well, I think it's a fascinating tale. At the other end of the scale, Apple are about to launch their iPhone, but there's been a leak. Tell us more.
So there's a launch tomorrow, 6 p.m. our time it starts, and we were expecting, new iPhones to be launched, and some of the details had indeed already, leaked out by from the manufacturers, in China, and case manufacturers and so forth. Bits and pieces were leaking out. However, there's been the leak of all leaks has come out. Someone has, someone presumably in Apple, has leaked the code for the new version of the iOS operating system. This is iOS 11, and it's the final version of the code. It's what they call the gold code. And in it, we see when people go through the code, they can work out what features are going to exist and what new models. So it seems that there are going to be three new iPhones launched tomorrow, it seems. Two iPhone 8s, an iPhone 8 and an 8 Plus, which will be very similar to the 7 and the 7 Plus, only, faster, but essentially the same design. But in addition to that, there will be an iPhone X, because we're now 10 years from the first iPhone.
Oh, I see.
iPhone,
yeah. Right, yeah.
And what we understand from these leaks is a 5.8-inch OLED screen, which is a very bright screen technology similar to what Samsung have been using on their more recent smartphones, an A11 processor, which is super fast, an all-glass body. So they're going to move away on the iPhone X away from, aluminium back and obviously glass front. They're going to have more like the iPhone 4, glass front and back. So it's a major sort of redesign, and more of an edge-to-edge display. So the bezels, that's to say the frame around the screen, will either be gone or will be substantially reduced. So you get more screen size in without making the phone unnecessarily large. So Also, it's been leaked that there's going to be facial recognition in there. So at the moment, they have fingerprint recognition,
Touch ID.
But if the screen takes up the whole of the front, how are they going to have room for a button? So it seems they're going to do away with the home button, the button that's normally, you know, underneath the screen, and replace it with facial recognition. And if it is good enough, one hopes it will be, you know, you can not only unlock your phone, but you can shop with it. You don't have to provide, you know, the fingerprint or whatever. You just look at the phone. It looks at you, says, I know who you are, I know what you do, I know where you've been. It says all of these things, and then it lets you in. So they're going to do that. Wireless charging and, as I say, three different models of handset launch. So so I don't know what Apple are going to talk about tomorrow, actually.
Because we know it all now. They should just listen to you, Fevzy.
Well, unless it's all a big scam and they leaked it themselves. And by the way, I wouldn't want to be the person who leaked it, because when they find him or her, there will be criminal charges, I would imagine.
Yeah, there'll be some facial recognition there, definitely. Let's leave Apple and their issues to one side. The gadget of the week. I always like your gadget of the week. What are you flogging us this week from your market stall?
I'm not flogging you anything, mate. it's a small stereo speaker for use either wirelessly or wired. So you can either use it as a Bluetooth speaker for your smartphone or your tablet or your Alexa, or, you know, your smart speaker device, whatever it is. This thing, I've got one here. Look, it's about, hold it up to Mike. Here we go. It's about 6 inches wide, about 4 inches tall, and about 2 inches deep. And the thing about it is, it sounds much, much bigger than that. It actually can, you know, do a good job of filling a sort of modest sized room with sound. It's got a good bass on it. It sounds solid. It doesn't sound sort of tinny in the way that you would think a speaker of this size would or should sound. So this is called, it's from a company called, or brand called, Kit Sound, K-I-T Sound, and it replaces something called the Hive 2. It's called Hive because the front of it, it's got these little hexagon-shaped grill at the front, sort of like a beehive. And it replaces the Hive 2. This one's called the Hive 2 Plus. So it has the same basic features, 12 watts of power, wireless or wired connection, near field communication. So if you've got the right sort of smartphone, you can tap the phone onto the speaker and it will pair automatically for you. But the additional features that make it the 2 Plus are that it's now Siri and Google Now enabled. That means, let's say you've got a smartphone, an iPhone, you can not only play the music from wirelessly from the smartphone to the speaker, but you can speak to the speaker and tell it to control the music and it will understand you. So it gives you voice control of the Bluetooth connected device, which is actually very smart in practice. So you can either do things like ask it questions if you're using Google Now, if you've got an Android phone, or you can just get it to play whatever music you want by voice, but the sound comes out of the speaker still. So
it's really clever.
It's very clever. And also it's hands-free mobile phone enabled. So if you get an incoming call, you can answer the call, use the device as a speakerphone effectively, and then when the call hangs up, it returns and starts playing the music automatically.
Very nice too. Well, how much was one of those set you back?
Well, this is it. So the list price on this is £60. The Hive 2 has the same list price, but is currently selling for £30, no doubt because the Hive 2 Plus is out there. So if you do not need that additional feature, you can get a bargain at £30 for a Hive 2, which is essentially almost the same, not identical, but almost the same to the 2 Plus. Or you could wait a bit, because at the moment there's only one or two retailers that have it, therefore it's selling at the full list price. If you were to wait a few weeks, let's say, maybe less, that you might find it comes down to sort of 50, even £40. You probably won't come down to 30 for a little while yet. So you've got a sort of choice there. You've got a bargain of the Hive 2, which is really, you know, a really nice bit of kit anyway. Or if you really can't wait, then spend the £60. But personally, I'd wait a bit and get it for a bit less than that.
Fevzy, lovely to talk to you. Thanks for that. Fevzy Turkel is the Gadget Detective. Check him out on Twitter.